Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Common Conversations. It has been a hot minute since we've been on the air here. And what I'm excited about is just kicking this thing back off, starting almost fresh again, almost starting brand new. We have a lot of vision, a lot of excitement for Common Conversations, especially with the YouTube. So if you're tuning in video, what's up? This is our little Common Corner over here. And if you're just listening to us through your headphones on iTunes, keep your eyes on the road. don't run over anybody. So we've been on a little bit of a hiatus. I'm just going to brush over that really quick. So basically, through different things that happened in our life, you know, I had a schedule change at work mixed with the existential crisis, mixed with just, you know, basically Satan's temperatures here in Southern California. it's just been hot. And if you live here in, you know, LA, San Diego, you know, not everywhere has air conditioning.
That's why we're glowing.
I'm literally glistening. So if you see me with a little bit of, you know, we'll just, we'll call it glisten, aka sweating like an effing pig. You know, that's what's happening right now in the Bricker household because we have all the fans off to record. Not how many houses out here or apartments like what we have air conditioning, don't have central air. So we have air conditioners and Lindsay.
Lots of fans.
Yeah, lots of fans. Or I met lots of air conditioners. I met lots of fans. And what I was saying, you just bought us an air conditioner.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Just bought us a window unit.
Yep. Got to, dude.
It's too loud, though, for this, so.
Everything's.
Had to cut it.
Yep.
Cut it
Thanks,
all.
condenser mics. So, anyways, we want to jump back in to having our common conversations. So, you know, without touching too much on the hiatus, just a thought on that is that sometimes things are important to you, but they're not urgent. And this podcast and, you know, video cast, YouTube channel has been important to us, but there's been some other things that have been urgent. So now we're getting back to a place that we can really focus in on that and strap ourselves in to continue our podcast, YouTube career because we enjoy this stuff.
Yeah, it's fun.
It's a heck of a lot of fun. So, and the response has been really good too. We've met so many cool people on Instagram and even great followers on YouTube. Like, you know, I think we, I mean, humble number, but about 10, 12 followers. And, you know, these are people that we've met through this. So it's awesome. You know, it's not just like my grandma, you know, which is fine.
Which is,
But you know what I'm saying. So let's jump into some common conversations we were having. So I don't know if you want to take us away from walking back from the old Smart and Final here in Carlsbad Village. But we were just talking. So what we want to do is we just want to chat and really focus more of this to what our true common conversations are. And, so I just want to give a little bit more direction for that. You know, we really positioned ourselves to inspire great marriages. But I think more so than anything, more so than just putting out content about marriages, I think it would be really cool just for me and you to do more of like, well, this is what, in our opinion, healthy marriages look like. And I think communication is the key primary ingredient to a relationship.
About anything. Doesn't have to be anything. Just talking to each other is is connecting and, you know, creating just, you know, connection to one another.
That is what connection is. I was actually listening to an Alan Watts thing. It's Akira the Don. He's a DJ up in LA.
Oh, really?
And he just made this album, you know, that's all like basically like chill step music with Alan with an Alan Watts.
Oh, yes. I listened to it.
Yeah. They call it Watts Wave.
Yeah.
And, cool. You know, that's what he was talking about. Like, words are the only things that have meaning because they point to something.
Yes.
Like, you know, you see, like if you hear the water, that noise is not water, but it points to water. Words have meaning that points us to the actual thing that it is. And so I think taking that into a relationship and communication and having conversation, then we have to have these words that are pointing to our hearts, from our hearts, to each other, because mm-hmm. that's the only way that we're really bringing out our true motives, our desires,
yeah.
What we need from each other, what we want to give mm-hmm. to each other. And so words have immense value.
Yeah.
And so we still will probably put up some marriage content.
Yeah.
But I think more so than anything, we have a lot of conversations which give us a better marriage. Mm-hmm. And so let's talk about what some of those things are.
Yeah. I love it.
So
I think it's good.
So that's a little bit coming back from hiatus here to share about. But yeah. Maybe I'll put that down in the notes to the Akira, the Don.
Yeah.
If you like Alan Watts and philosophy.
It's cool.
And anything about like religions, it has a lot mm-hmm. about Christianity, you know, Taoism, all yeah. sorts of things. If you're interested in the philosophies of all of those.
Yeah.
Super interesting.
It is.
That's not what this podcast is about. So I'll move on.
Yeah.
But I do have another podcast.
Oh my gosh.
Little cross promotion here. Yeah, so we're chatting on the way back from Smart and Final.
Yeah. Well, it started with I went into Smart and Final to buy some breakfast food or whatever, just some like bananas and Belvedas, because my kids and Luke are obsessed with Belvedas.
I like that, like Sly and Luke.
Yeah.
I am a bit obsessed with Belvedas.
Just a bit.
Blueberry Belvedas.
Yeah, they're good. But I was in line and there was just this lady in front of me. She was with her daughter, and they have in Smart and Final this section where you can scoop out, like, what do they call it?
It's like bulk.
Bulk. Okay. So yeah. So buying in bulk. And she bought just this small little bag of like jelly beans, like literally this big. And the lady scanned it and she was like, that seems a little expensive. And the lady just kind of looked at her and she's like, $11.99 a pound. And she was like, and I'm like, holy crap, for jelly beans? Like, I think you can get a bag for, what, $3.99 or something?
Like, how do you
like
just...
Like, a big bag?
How do you shrug your shoulders at $11.99 a pound?
I know. And the lady's like, are you sure? You know, like, she's almost, like, questioning the lady. Like, are you sure you don't want to, like... You want to buy this?
Like, you... Like, please, woman, don't spend
yeah.
your money on
and
this.
And the lady's, like, handing her the money, you know? And she's like, okay, yeah. You know, almost like as if the lady at the checking out felt kind of guilty addressing it. She was like, oh, okay.
Right.
And, but I was like shocked and I was like, really? And like, I walked out and I was telling Luke about it. I'm like, I don't know. Maybe I don't know. That stuff to me, there is no way I would spend $11.99 on jelly beans.
Yeah.
Like
a pound of jelly beans.
Yeah.
Or like, it better have crack in it or
yeah,
something.
I
because
know.
Freaking, like.
I mean, I like jelly beans. I mean, they're not my favorite. I'll buy chocolate over jelly beans, but I mean, I like them. So it's nothing against jelly beans, but.
Sure.
I don't know. It's the principle behind it.
That's what
I was
we were
just
talking
like,
about.
Shocked. Like, really? You're going to. I don't know.
So that sparked this whole conversation about why people feel like they're broke all the time.
Yeah. We were thinking about that. I'm like, you know, it's similar in a lot of other regards too, like, you know.
Yep. Yeah. And that's what we were chatting about. So we'll start with just that, the money of it. And then also too, like what we were talking about is people wonder why they're overweight or out of shape.
Yeah.
You know, and it's the same thing. It's like, you know, and I was sharing about a particular person that I know in my life that was talking about how, you know, she can't, you know, seem to ditch any belly weight or anything,
yeah.
you know? And I noticed how much of this like insanely sugary tea she's drinking all the time. Mm-hmm. And then I saw her coming back, you know, from the red and white grocery store, you know, on Coast Highway and Vista Way, you know, with freaking Ruffles and, you know, more Ruffled chips, you know, the
yeah,
brand
yeah,
Ruffles
yeah.
chips. And I'm like thinking, you know, like it's all of those little snacky mm-hmm. things. And you can't figure out what, you know, but
yeah.
people honestly, genuinely, they don't know why they're broke, but they're spending $12 on
jelly beans.
People don't know why they can't dish their belly. Now, if you're watching on the YouTube, you're like, but Luke, don't you got a little bit of little purge? You know, I get it. I admit my problem. I'm addicted to tortilla chips. Sorry, not
yeah.
sorry. I eat tortilla chips, like, sometimes breakfast, lunch, and dinner on the weekend.
Like, but it'd be different if you were complaining about it. Like,
right.
This has got to go. I can't figure out why.
Yes.
But you know, like.
Yeah. And you know, I think it goes without saying, I'm not trying to come across as arrogant that we, you know.
Sure.
That I'm better than any of these people. All I'm saying is that, like, our common conversation that we had, you know, an hour ago, walking back from Smart and Final, you know, was that, like, I think people need to have a better understanding and value system of, you know,
what matters,
what they're spending. And what I mean about what they're spending is money, calories, you know, and I'll argue calories. I don't know that calorie counting matters that much.
Yeah.
Actually.
No.
But that's another podcast maybe on a health
thing. Yeah.
But my point is, like, what do you give yourself to, you know, like, what are you giving yourself to that is not returning back to you in the highest yield?
But I think it says a little bit too, like, what do you value it enough? Like, is it really something that matters to you?
Right.
You know.
But then don't complain.
That's what I'm saying. If you're complaining about it or you're upset about it, I would say that, you know, the solution is pretty, like, it can't be far.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
To find that solution. Like,
the funniest thing is, too, is that people don't, and I hate using that word people. It's like, who are we talking about here? And, you know, the reality is when we do say people, we have people in our mind that we're talking about. But we don't want to say their names.
Yeah.
So we say people. Be nice. Little bit of psychology there for you. But, like, really, for me, like, I do have a person that I'm thinking of that, once again, for identity's sake, I won't bring up, but, like, they think, and I do this too, so I'm not saying that, you know, I'm any better or not. If you can hear that cricket, sorry, people.
Like, he's been trapped behind our fridge for, like, a week.
Yes.
Ready for it to die.
Slowly, Lindsay. Why won't you die?
I know.
Yeah, it's suffering a slow death behind the refrigerator right now, and we just, you know, marvel at it. But,
yeah.
You know, I don't remember what I was saying just now, but...
You have people in mind.
Oh, we have people in mind. I do it, too. Yeah. I'm guilty of it.
Yeah.
So, you know, I do some of these things also. You know, like, for instance, I have a particular person that was asking me for some guidance and advice on a particular relationship thing, and like, kind of more of even a life thing, trajectory of life. And I typed and wrote this, you know, like I always do, I use too many words probably, you know, but in the most concise way, elegant way I could say, trying to help bring some direction, which was asked of me to give, right? And it was just like, well, that they just kind of acknowledged that, like, I wrote it well, and then just kind of, like, verbally regurgitated the problem to me. And I'm like, you didn't read.
You didn't really read.
Like, you just wanted to vent, which is fine, but don't ask for my stuff, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think that's sometimes even when it comes to even me in life. Like, sometimes I will ask people things, like, advice or guidance or whatever, and I really don't know that I want the guidance. I think I just want to,
talk about
test
it
out to see if I'm right and have them affirm me in it. You know what I mean?
Most of us want that reassurance that we're right in our way of thinking.
Yeah.
You know, we feel good about that.
Yeah, we do. And we want that. And so I think when it comes back to this whole, like, money and weight thing or life trajectory, like, sometimes it's just ignorance, I think. Maybe.
Yeah, I think so.
Like, nobody's ever told you that $11 is too much for jelly beans, which is kind of bizarre to me that that wouldn't just come natural. But, like, you know, we don't actually seek out any other alternative for that, you know? We just kind of whatever and swipe it or whatever. We'll just keep eating what we're eating or whatever we'll do. And if you're going to, you know, try to give me any other guidance other than what I'm already doing, it's not welcome here.
Yeah.
And we become trapped in our thinking. And we become very subject to the life that we're choosing to live. And then we complain about how we don't have any money, and we're overweight, and we're with the wrong person.
Some people, too, like, I feel like they just, like, they're so close-minded. They don't want to hear you. They don't want to hear the alternative. You know, like, they're choosing to, like, kind of shut down to your advice.
Yeah.
And like, I don't know. It's interesting. Like, I noticed some people, like, it's almost as if they're like, they get angry about anything other than what they had to say. Like, if you're not in agreement with them, like, they're honestly going to be kind of irritated at you.
And that, yes, that's what I'm trying to get at. Yeah.
Like, I don't under, and it's
like, and the reason I bring that up is because the way that that lady reacted whenever the cashier was saying something, she was kind of like.
And I've, and I've seen that reaction in other areas where, like, you've tried to help a friend out.
Or
tried to give them honest opinion, and it's like they never really wanted it to begin with.
Right.
They didn't want you to tell the truth, at least. Yeah. They wanted you just to agree. And
right.
And, like, those kind of people, it's hard, though, because it's really, like, you just go round and round. Like, I've had relationships like that, like, friendships, and it's like, you're always kind of giving them similar, like, guidance, and they just, they shut you down. And then they eventually stop asking, or they stop.
Yes, and that's where I think it comes to, like, I have to check myself, too, whenever I'm asking those questions, or if I'm putting myself out there, to be prepared for some of the responses and hold my life with an open hand, that it's going to be able to be, like, okay to be shifted around. And I think I was sharing with you, there's a book that I've been listening to called Meditation in Action.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what he was talking about, just like, you know, these gurus, about, you know, whenever people are wanting to learn from them or do things, like, they're very careful about what who they give instruction to.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they don't just give it out to anybody.
Yeah.
Because they know the guidance they're about to give someone is a gift.
Mm-hmm.
If they really take this and understand it and meditate on it and allow it to shape them, their whole trajectory in life is going to change. Mm-hmm. It's a gift. It's something that is of immeasurable value. And I think for me, I have to be always prepared that, like, if someone is going to give me a gift, I better be ready to receive that gift and don't judge it too quickly while I'm still unwrapping it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, sometimes we're still unwrapping a gift that someone, wisdom that somebody is giving us, and we're just frustrated because we get that first glance, like at Christmas, you know, and it's that thing that you wanted, and you start to open it, and then you're that sinking feeling of, like, it's not what I wanted, but it's like, oh, I just needed to unwrap it more because my parents put it in it different box.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like just keep unwrapping these things. And also to be careful too, just about who you're giving your gifts to.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think should be another episode.
Yeah.
But just to talk about the stinking dumb jelly bean thing.
I know.
Like, you know, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
People wonder why they're broke.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like,
because that's like a common thing you hear, you know, especially out here. Everyone's like, "Oh, I'm so broke. I'm so broke." I'm like, "How? Like, but the way? Like, I don't know. Like, I don't see it.
Right?
Like, I don't know how. Like,
right.
It's almost like, you know, you've had some people tell you like amounts they've made out here, and they're like, it's just not enough. And I'm thinking,
I know.
Wow. Like, and everybody has their own debt and everything to breathe in. I bring into their, you know, all of that. But
right.
I just. It's crazy.
It's so different for everybody.
It is.
You know, like, I guess $11 jelly beans is no thing to some people, you know? But for us out here, you know, at least at this time in my life, I don't know if I'll ever pay $11 for jelly beans.
Unless they're, like, world's best jelly bean. I don't know.
Right. Yeah, like, I don't know. They might have to have something else in them for to pay that much money for them. But yeah, so that was... I don't know. If there's any nuggets that anybody took from that, hopefully, you know, they take them, put them in their back pocket, and don't spend it all in one place, you know?
Yeah. Yep.
So, but yeah, I just wanted to chat about our hiatus a little bit and then just kind of both talk, externally process how bizarre that is and see what kind of wisdom would just come off the cuff. So we didn't plan we didn't plan this episode very well.
No.
But as a matter of fact, this is our third take, and
it is.
The first two takes, you know, maybe if you want to hear those, you can get at me and I can give them to you, but As for, you know, this inaugural episode back into our groove.
Yeah.
We just kind of wanted to share about the hiatus and then,
yeah,
you know,
just hopefully a little chat we had earlier. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Common conversation that we had, you know, looking around, wondering why your life is the way it is without actually taking any honest evaluation of it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? People can live on not much money. And so we're going to do a podcast about that as well, about how we live. A lot of people ask us how we make it. I mean, we live a half mile from the beach in San Diego, you know, North County, San Diego, here in Carlsbad. You know, I feel like have a decent grasp on things. Mm-hmm. We're certainly not to the place we want to be yet, but we're definitely on the way to it.
Yeah.
And I'm excited.
I think we've got some good wisdom and stuff we could share with all that we've learned.
I think it'd be good. I think, you know, if you're out there trying to figure out how you can make ends meet, you know, trust me, you can do it. And we pay $2,000 a month for our rent. And I don't have a college degree or anything. So
and
we,
one income.
And Lindsay, you know, she's at home here with the kids. And
soon to be changing, though.
Right.
Well, I mean, I'll be home, but.
Yeah, yeah. That's why I was like, I don't know how new I should endeavors. Word this. Yeah, we got a bunch of endeavors going on.
Yeah.
But. Point is that, you know, we've got a couple of the old 1-2s, if you will, about living on basically nothing.
So, yeah.
And how faith and risk come into that. So maybe we'll do that podcast episode next. And please follow us on Instagram. It's at Common Conversations. And I would love to catch up with you there. I would ramble off some other stuff, how you can get in touch with us. But let's be honest, Lindsay and I are only on Instagram. So just get us up there because... You're not going to really...
Just be honest.
Just be honest. Like, forget all the other stuff. We're going to be either on Instagram or YouTube. That's where you're going to find common conversations. So, any other things, Lindsay, you got for us?
Nope.
Big major stuff?
Nope.
World-changing things you want to drop on the mic before we go?
No.
All right. Well, thank you guys for tuning in and rate, subscribe, all that fun jazz. And we will see you here next time. So YouTube, stay fancy.
Peace.